You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Oh, get in amongst the fam. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
How's everyone feeling, Stephen? I'm not going to lie. Behind the scenes, it has been sleepy Stephen this morning.
Oh. Nah, not sleepy Stephen. I'm blowing up deluxe.
How's
this aircon not fixed still?
No, it is
a hot box in our studio.
It is.
I think it's just like when I came in this morning,
yeah.
I had such high hopes for a new week.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
You know, you're positive. Wow, I can't wait to get back in and see the guys. Oh, 5 shows. How good's this?
Yeah.
You open the door to the studio and you were just greeted by a heat wave.
It is fan force 110 in here.
Yes.
It is so hot because not only is there the heat of the environment, but these machines that push out the signal run so hot. That's why they're normally in aircon minus 20, right? That's the normal state of affairs in here. And boy, is it hot.
Well, over the weekend, Siobhan's uncle did a pork roast.
Yeah.
I reckon it was in better conditions than us over the weekend.
Well, I have noticed you've got a bit of a crispy skin. Have you been salting up before coming in the studio?
Yeah, I've been sitting in the fridge uncovered overnight, you know, with salt on.
Do that little thing where you put all those tiny little holes in, all up and down the skin.
Oh, outrageous.
Yeah. How are you feeling, Ari? Stephen's in an upset mood.
You know what? I think it's going to be a really good show. I'm feeling fine at the moment, but with this heat, we might be a little bit delusional about halfway through, so it should be an interesting show this morning.
You know what? I think that makes it all the more interesting.
It does. You don't know what's going to happen.
I feel like as well, me being upset fuels your true happiness.
Yeah, it really upsets
me furthermore.
Well, if you like that dynamic, stick around. Don't go anywhere today because it's going to be a wild ride.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, so last night, 8 o'clock rolls around. Emmy and I, better sort something out for dinner.
8 o'clock last night.
I thought you were going to say,
bedtime.
No,
criminal. Yeah, I was in bed at that time. I can't believe you're eating.
That's when we decided we better sort something out for dinner.
Right, okay.
Anyway, Emmy said, let's go try this Jim's Malaysian at Charlestown at the corner there.
The latest franchisee, is it? We've moved from Jim's Mowing and Jim's Beauty into...
You know what? The font wasn't too different.
Right.
Anyway, we rolled up there. They already had the tables on top of tables. You know where they put them upside down?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not going to be that person to, go on. Technically, you're open. You've got to give me a meal. So we went to... Where's going to be still open? Lee's Yum Cha, right? A classic. They'll be fine. Went in there. I have a theory.
Yeah.
I think the Lee's Yum Cha there is the best of all the Lee's. Even that flash new one.
Really?
Because they got Green Hills or whatever it is. They got the Mayfield and they got that fancy new one on King or King Street, I think it is, or Hunter there. I think the Yum Cha is the best. Even though it's not the most expensive. It was unreal.
Well, what do you think would be the differential part of that?
I don't know. Just every dish was as good as you could make it.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm putting it out there.
Is that the one in Charlestown?
Yeah. At the corner there.
Yeah. I know the one.
I think they might be the Supreme King Lee.
Supreme. Okay.
I put together Reigning King and Supreme. A new word was invented this morning.
That's how good it was.
Yeah.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, so a coal ship has been found after quite some time. Jackie, what's going on here?
It's a local Titanic story, is it?
Yes, it is. So Newcastle coal ship has been found at the bottom of the ocean after 120 years after the wreck.
So was it fully lost or it's not gold on there. Who's, who cares? They've just stumbled upon it by accident. What's the situation?
No, so there wasn't gold on there. It was coming out of the port of Newcastle and it was heading to Melbourne. It's been found. It had a May Day around Wollongong sort of area 120 years ago, so 1904. And they sort of had a bit of a look around for it, but it was so far offshore that they couldn't find it and it's only just started to have some wreckage wash up.
Yeah, what? Oh, some
wash up.
Wash up. Yeah. Man, that is fascinating. Like a bit of timber from all that time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that is really genuinely interesting.
Yeah. So they've gone searching again and found it.
Where they go?
Did they happen to find like a body on a door by any chance? Was there a Leonardo DiCaprio type Kate Winslet situation going on?
Not that I know of.
Right.
Who knows?
Yeah, just bits and bobs, old bottles and stuff or something like that.
So scary. You know, it's all out there. We don't know what's going on in
that's
the ocean.
True. Yeah. The ocean is a big, dark, scary place.
Yeah, that scares me a lot. Anyway, changing pace a little bit. Tillys, they won over Uzbekistan in the first round of the Olympic qualifiers.
Yes, they have. So very exciting news for the Matildas. They've won 3-0 to Uzbekistan. And the next game is in Melbourne on Wednesday. And if they win this one, they're going to the Paris Olympics.
Jeez, that's, quick pathway, I guess, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. No Sam Kerr, no worries.
No.
She's still got her ACL injury, I think,
yes,
right?
Yes, she has. So Courtney Vine and Sam Kerr were both, they were stars for the Matildas when they were playing in the World Cup. And they both weren't on for the side this weekend. But, yeah, they still pulled through pretty well.
Hopefully we see in the next game Claire Wheeler get a bit of a run. She was on the bench, didn't get played.
Yes.
Van Egmond, of course, always a star. Always, you know, like one of those
doing
names.
Well.
Yeah, you always see popping around. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, Claire Wheeler gets a bit of a run. And then we get the full Novocastrian representation in our
Tillys. Get in there. That's what it's all about.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
There's been lots of, discourse in the news currently about price gouging and, all these kind of supermarkets are, really under fire for the prices at which they're putting their items up.
Yeah, that's right. Because you see all those videos of, you peel back the sticker and it was actually, a slightly lower price before or something like that.
Like 20 cents or whatever.
Yeah.
They're not the only ones in the hot seat for pricing at the moment, though. Because in the UK, a loyal suit is starting to gain traction against Sony. Now, this is from PlayStation owners. Now, you could be eligible to join this lawsuit if you've owned a PlayStation between 2016 and 2020.
That's a lot of them.
Well, that is. That's almost like peak gaming time. That's like COVID years.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of people jumping on the PlayStation around then. So what they're claiming here, and this is like there's lots of signatures and stuff at the moment. They're claiming that PlayStation have been overcharging for content in their online PlayStation store.
Ooh.
So is it different people, different prices?
No, that's not what they're claiming. What they're claiming is, I guess, similar to what's happening with the supermarkets where people are like, if you don't like the prices, shop elsewhere.
Yep.
Well, actually, they do have quite like a stronghold on the market.
Monopoly.
A big share of it. Yeah. And this becomes even more interesting when they sell, right? I don't know if you guys are aware of this. You can buy two different types of PlayStations.
Didn't know.
So you can buy like the regular PlayStation where you go to, I don't know, EB Games, and you buy a disc for it, you put it in, download it, and play it at home.
Sure.
Or you can buy discless PlayStations.
Oh, no, I didn't know this.
So that
How does that work?
You download all the games from online.
You don't own any physical discs.
Okay.
Yeah. So exactly similar, but on a larger scale. You just have the app store, but for the PlayStation.
Right.
And you go online and buy all the games there. So if you've got one of these discless PlayStations, they don't have like a major share of the market. They have the whole market. That's the only place where you can buy games.
Because you can't go shop and JB versus EB Games or whatever.
You can't go JB Hi-Fi and go, you know what? You know, Kmart have got cheaper, do price match and all that. It's not available. There's only one place you can go and buy it.
I swear that I've seen games at different shops still. Like, even when you walk into Big W, you know how sometimes in the technology section they've still got games and such?
Exactly,
What you're saying is they're being phased out.
What I'm saying is that the price you get charged for Big W, for example, is a lot cheaper than what you're getting charged on the PlayStation store. People are saying that's not right just because you've now sold us this discless PlayStation, just because you've got the whole monopoly of the market.
We've been trapped.
We've been trapped into paying a higher price, and I guess there is laws around this sort of stuff to protect the consumer.
Right, so anyone that's got these discless ones could be in for some money.
Well, even if you have a regular PlayStation, you can jump on the bandwagon.
Really?
It hasn't been, like, exclusive for the discless. So this is mainly what they're trying to, I guess, phase out. But if you've just got a regular PlayStation and you've, I don't know, you're too lazy to go to the shops 1 week or something, you can chuck a little claim in, try and get some money back. They reckon Sony's going to have to pay back between, if successful, $5 and $6 billion.
Doesn't surprise me.
That's a lot of money, though.
It's a lot of cash, isn't
it?
Well, get involved. I might even try and jump on Marketplace and buy an old PlayStation. See if I can get a little claim in just to sort it out. Well, there's money to be made. I'm interested.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I had a friend visiting from England over the weekend.
Ooh, la, la.
And of course you do the show off of Newcastle, you know, you drive around all the good spots.
Oh God, yesterday was such a nice day.
Turn it up, right?
So lucky, yeah.
Yeah, oh look, you know, that's just one of our classic beaches, Merriweather, you know, heaps of them. Like, wow, that's astonishing.
It is fun as well when they do the classic, like, wow, the weather's so nice here. And you go, oh, this, nah, pretty rubbish day, really.
Yeah.
It's like 30, nothing but sunshine.
Yeah. It's been raining the week before. Nah, it's always like this. Yeah. It was perfect. And of course, then as well, cheeky meal as well. And where do you show off? Roy's.
At 45.
Yeah. Yum. Saturday night. Oh my God. That is showing Newcastle off. He's like, wow, the food's amazing here.
Does it beat his crumpets in the morning, does it?
Of course it does. You know, everyone knows English food is brown and stodgy. Of course he was amazed, right? So, and we're like, oh, it's just one of the many great restaurants in our city. He was like, wow, everything's so good here. Like, yeah, classic Newcastle. It's so easy, isn't it? When you got out of town, it's.
Don't have to do much.
Well, yeah. You've got so much to show off, you're right. It does just become so easy, doesn't it? There you
certainly
go.
Is.
Well, I'm glad your friends had a good time. I've got some, I guess, news for you guys around the dating world.
Yeah, if you're going for someone new, is it?
Ooh, no, not at all.
Not with the old and with the new. That's what he always says.
Well, dating is not something we talk about very often on the show, right? Because, and this is to refute what you just said there, the three of us are all in happy relationships.
Right. Really? Oh, I don't know about that. You're looking a little bit relaxed over there with this story.
I am a little bit worried. I'll set the scene for you.
Okay.
Basically, what happened was over the weekend, Von, my partner, we were sitting watching telly, and as you do when the ads are on, you know, I'm scrolling TikTok or looking through Facebook, whatever.
Yeah.
And I look over my shoulder and I see she's doing a bit of swiping action.
Left and right, really?
Bit of swipe left, bit of swipe right.
Oh,
I'm thinking,
mate.
Oh no, what's going on
she's
here?
She's trading you in like an old car.
Well, that's what my biggest concern was.
Yeah,
I thought,
okay,
here we go, I'm in trouble here.
Rightfully so.
I started looking down, I was like, I let myself go a little bit. I was like, oh no, what's happening?
The rig's not what it once was.
I decided, you know what, I'm going to confront her. So I said,
no.
What are you doing here? What's going on with all this swiping? You know, I've seen all these blokes, she's swiping left, swiping right. She's on this app. It's called Hello Darling, right?
Well, that's a bit cute.
A fairly new kind of dating. So I'd say it's less than a year old.
And, it's basically a dating site for people that are just getting a little bit sick of their partners, but not too sick of them.
No, what it is it's a dating site where your friends choose your match for you.
Oh.
I've heard about these. Yeah, okay.
So what's happened is Siobhan has been, I guess, assigned as a matchmaker, that's what it's called on the app, for one of her best friends, Ash. So she's, you know, got this account and she's basically picking dates for her friend Ash.
Oh, that can be a stitch up, couldn't it?
Well,
things you could do to your friends.
Oh, and that's what I was thinking. Like, Siobhan and Ash are so wholesome. So, of course, like, they're going to look after, you know, like, Siobhan's going to look after Ash. Because me and my mates, they'd have some absolute stinker dates. you would be stitching them up at every corner, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
Does that lead more into the fact that this will be more popular with girls? Because guys are always going to be stitching up their mates.
I think, though, part of the fun is getting stitched up as well. I think guys will like it for that reason as well.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Because it's hard to, it'd be hard to find someone who's seriously willing to take the time to do all the swiping for someone other than themselves. Because it is such a, like,
a bore.
Monotonous, time-consuming activity, I suppose.
Yeah, but I also think that you know, the guys, this will be really beneficial for guys to get on this because men are picky. They're too picky when it comes to women.
You reckon? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Women are too picky when it comes to guys.
Nah, I think it's the other way. Yeah.
No.
Interesting.
I guess the bottom line is, though, is I'm not sure I'm super thrilled that Siobhan's, you know, out there seeing what's available. It does make me feel a little bit concerned.
Also, this is just the story she's told you.
Yeah, you don't know what she's doing behind the scenes.
Well, she's like, you know, she swiped yes to a bloke. I'm like, what do you like about him?
Did she tell you?
I'm like, what's so dateable about him then?
And did you do it in that voice?
Yeah, you can't help it, you know. You start to get a little bit emotional. You feel it in the back of your throat. So, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm thrilled about this whole activity.
You heard it here first. Stephen is now insecure about himself.
UFM. The Novos. The
Novos. We're known for our hot summers here in this country, right? Especially sure. In Newcastle and the Hunter. We get some scorches. But not all of us have the option of taking a dip in a backyard pool and feeling that nice kind of chlorine water on our
must
body.
Suck.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right. So right,
humble shame. Brag over here.
Stephen,
yes.
Who's living at the Hamilton Chateau, there's a pool there, right? It's a big 50-meter one, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. 100-meter one, actually.
Oh
yeah.
Wow.
Very
okay.
Fancy. Right. Have you got a pool at your place, Ari?
Certainly don't. Never
yeah.
Had one.
Neither have I. That's all right.
It's a luxury.
It is a luxury.
Life.
Yeah.
Yes.
It anyway. Makes your life so much better in some way. I'm telling you now.
I'm sure it does. So, for a solution quite similar to Stephen, there's a website now and there's also an app. It's called Swimply, where it's like Airbnb, but for a pool or even a hot tub situation. So,
ooh,
you can hire out a swimming pool from a random person around the suburbs. So, I've got the app. Okay, I wanted to have a real deep dive into this. So, I've put the selection to Newcastle to see if we've got any local ones. And there's actually so many in the region.
Really?
There's some in Charlestown, New Lambton Heights, even Madawi, Wollumbi area. So plenty of different places. So basically you just click on one that suits your price. So like some things are like $12 to $100 per hour to use someone's pool.
Wow. That is a big like kind of
different
price range,
yeah.
Isn't it?
There
yeah.
Is.
In and around the $12 mark.
Yep.
That's going to be, if you've got a few people, that's cheaper than going to, you know, the public pool, Mayfield or something.
Well, just about. So there's a private pool, just to call this one out. It's in Madawi, $12 per hour. So it's nice.
That's
kind
a bargain.
Of suburbia, but it's gorgeous. Like it's a nice pool. It's not small, like it's pretty decent, very quiet. Like
in ground or above ground?
It's all in ground. All of them are in ground.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
very, very impressive.
If you bring 100 people, that's like 10 cents each. That's about as cheap as you can get.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, they do say how many guests it can usually fit within the pool area. So there's one at Wollumbi for $100 per hour. It's got a gorgeous view, though, but for 5 guests. There's one in Warnervale for 8, 15 for one in Cessnock, so it's crazy.
I was expecting at $12 an hour,
yep.
The classic, like, they've gone down to Bunnings Katara, they've picked up one of those half-shell little sand play areas with the kids, filled it with water.
Well,
it's a bit nicer than that. Mm-hmm. And like I said, get 99 of your closest friends and it's a real deal.
Well,
and 10 cents per person.
I guess on the other side of it as well, yeah. I mean, cost of living through the roof. If you've got a pool and you're looking to earn a quick dollar,
oh,
what's
absolutely.
It called? Swimply?
Swimply.
There you go. Rent it out. Make some money.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as... And on the air now.
All right, boys, we've been kind of catching up on the show in the background today about our weekends, right? We always sure. Have a good type of weekend, don't we? We've all got, yeah. Always got stories to tell.
It's classic. It's not just right. Every workplace in all
Monday
of Newcastle
morning.
Hunter, how's your weekend then?
Oh, it was good because we live in the best city in the world.
Yeah, you also like to vent a little bit. Yeah. So you guys asked me how my weekend was, and I was telling you that the other half of my family came up to visit over the weekend.
Sure.
You know, my brother and sister-in-law.
That's
and the
nice.
The pooches, they
yeah.
Came. It was very good. Now, I do like having my family all around. We are a small tribe, but we are also very big personalities in my family, like huge. So, yep. In other words, we never shut up. Like, it is ridiculous. I think, and you know how I talk a lot to mm-hmm. You guys? Like, a lot.
Sure.
I'm the quietest person in my household.
Oh, that is a shock.
Oh, yeah. Shock and awe. Oh, look, it was very intense. I probably said probably two sentences. So I've come up with an idea, and I've said to the family, look, I've had enough. Had enough with all of your talking and, as Stephen says, yappity yappity blah blah.
Yeah.
So I'm introducing a talking stick to the family because I'm sick. I've actually had to start raising my hand to
when
try
you
and
want
get
to
a word
say
in.
Something.
Absolutely.
Preschool, isn't it?
It's like coming into work. I don't want to raise my hand to talk. Thank you very much. So
the talking stick has arrived in Ari's household.
Yes, it has.
Fun times ahead. I look forward to tales of the talking stick, if you will.
New FM.
De Novo's.
How did your car get its nickname? Oh, maybe it's a family member, something like that.
Yeah, 4967-4105 is that magic number, of course. You can get involved on the socials at the Novos _ on Instagram is the place to message us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There are some great stories out there, aren't there?
Yeah, so this all started when in Hamilton North, I spotted this little red Yaris. It was worse for wear. I'm guessing about 2004 or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Paint's chipping off a bit, but they'd added on some extra paint and then it like written on the front fire truck. So it's a tiny little fire truck, you know, because it's a tiny little car in fire engine red. Sometimes though cars get nicknames, they're the ones with a bit of personality. My dad had this old Ford Falcon station wagon back in the day.
Yeah.
It was a big lumbering thing, so slow to drive, bits always falling off it, and it just like the paint coming off and stuff. It got the nickname the Grey Whale. Whale of a car. It was just a bit hopeless driving around, steered like a boat as well. It was
That's
terrible.
Fun.
Hence the name, the Grey Whale. Yeah. Have you guys had any cars with nicknames along the journey?
So in our family, you always kind of had to, in the Jones household, name your car.
Right.
Tradition.
Now, this is something that came from mum's side of the family. So my dad, very reluctant to join this tradition. He's like, it's a car. Why am I naming it?
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's got no feelings. It's, he doesn't care if I name it. He was kind of a bit bar humbug about the whole situation.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, he bought himself a new car, and we were just a little Toyota.
Yeah.
And we were driving it home from the dealership. Me, my brother, mum, dad, and our little puppy, Jetta, who's our little golden retriever puppy.
Aww.
Anyway, Jetta, not a great traveller, threw up in the car.
Oh, no.
Brand, you only get the new car smell once. Anyway, threw up on the way home. So dad called the car Ralph.
Oh.
His dog had done a big Ralph in the car day one.
I love that.
And my mum hated it. Fun. She was like, you can't name it something like that. He's like, you wanted a name, I gave it a name.
Watch me. Exactly.
That's so funny.
What about Ari? Do you have any or are you a non-naming car naming household?
At the moment, we're a non-naming household. However, my brother and I, with our first cars that we ever had, definitely had to give ours nicknames. So I'll give you an example. So my first car was like a little Hyundai Getz, you know, those little kind of beep beep little things.
Yeah. As they get around.
Quite literally. So I decided to name her. It was a her because I was a girl driving a girl car, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I called her Beatrice.
Oh,
because she was kind of like an older car.
Yeah.
And she looked like a Beatrice.
A bit rickety around the edges, that sort of thing.
And my brother's first car was like this really shoddy kind of Nissan Pulsar little hatchback type thing. Called him Lightning because, you know, you heard it and you're just seeing it coming because it was, one, so ugly, but it's also right in your face.
There you go. See, that's the sort of thing we're after.
Mm-hmm.
Now, up for grabs this morning, we've got family pass to the Newcastle show.
That's happening this weekend, hey?
Sure is. Going to be awesome. Of course, at the Newcastle Showground. Where else? If you'd like to win a family pass, all you got to do is share your story of how a car in and around your family, friends, whatever, got its nickname. First of all, to Madawi, Gabby, how did your car get its nickname?
Hey, guys. This is actually my mum and dad's car.
Okay.
So yeah. They've got a very old red Ford Explorer that has taken on the name the Red Rattler.
That's a bit of Aussie fun, isn't
I
it?
I like that.
Now, is it even worth us asking how it got the name Red Rattler, Gabby?
I think, you know, a Ford Explorer with the crazy suspension that they have, it does actually make a rattling noise when it goes around the turn.
And it is, in fact, red. I like that. I like that. All right. Up next, let's go to Madawi as well.
Stay in Madawi.
Well, let's not go anywhere. Good morning, Summer. How did the car get its nickname?
My very first car was a green Proton, and we used to call it Ron for short. And I used to have to ask my friends to get out of the car if I had to go up a hill, because that's how old the car was.
I can't have the weight in the back to get up the hill.
No, couldn't be weighed down or we wouldn't make it up. So we used to call it Ron. Come on, Ron, you can make it up the hill.
I can just hear it. Hey, please, Ron, come on. Good, Ron.
Yeah, like you're almost there.
Tap the dashboard.
You can do this. You can do this.
We'll head to Gateshead next. Morning, Jake. Tell us how your car got its nickname.
Well, it's got that speckly little paint in it. It's like it's got there's a speckled paint, I'm saying, yeah, that way. They call it Violet Crumble. It's got a nickname, Violet Crumble, now.
Because all the paint just keeps crumbling off, is it?
No, it's got a special paint in it where it changes colours.
Oh, you mean like the fancy sort of, you know, two-tone sort of situation.
Yeah, it's got all the speckly glitter in it. They call it a Violet Crumble.
Love that. That's so fun.
There you go. I mean, I guess it's because of the wrapper, maybe, that has that purpley, changey colour situation.
Yeah, so
maybe.
Your problem here is you've tried to find logic in the nicknames people give their cars, Primo. Just, you got to take it at face value.
Rookie.
And just, you know, hope that one day you get the honour of riding in the Violet Crumble.
105.3. UFM. UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
All right, let's get this going. Lowest to Lux, one of our top billing games. It's super, super easy. We'll give you three items or experiences or whatever it is on our list. We'll get you to basically tell us what's the cheapest to the most expensive, your lowest to Lux.
Exactly. And today, up for grabs, we've got $60 to spend at Sherwood Coffee. Oh, my God, indulge in a delicious breakfast.
Nom, 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 nom.
Whatever coffee. You God. Can do that sound if you want.
I could go for an Eggs Benny.
Oh, extra hollandaise, please.
Why yes. not? Treat
Doesn't
yourself.
Matter. It's on a voucher. You Doesn't matter. All right, let's meet our contestant competing for this voucher. It's Mick representing Fletcher. Hey, Mick, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. What? Fired for your Monday. Ready to go?
Yeah, I've been up since 3 a.m, so pretty keen.
Oh, kindred spirit. I'm with you there, Mick. It sucks, doesn't it?
Oh, certainly does.
Not sugarcoating it.
Look at that. You know, a bit of an icebreaker. We've got a shared struggle. I feel like you're already part of the team, Mick. I assume you understand how the game works. Throw your items from, you got to list them from the least to the most expensive.
Yeah, I'll give it a crack.
Yeah, right. Good man.
He's ready to go. All right.
Here we go.
Let's just jump straight into it. Okay, first thing I've got for you here, Mick, it's a full-day wine and food experience throughout Pacolbin with Hunter Valley Tours. So that's your first one. Your second one on the list is a 1.3-kilo beef ragu lasagna from Woolworths at Glendale. And then your third is a Westinghouse 60-centimetre pyrolytic steam oven from the good guys in Warners Bay.
Wow.
Okay. So basically, just to recap, so you've got that wine and food experience with Hunter Valley Tours. You've got the beef ragu lasagna from Woolworths, the ready meal. And then you've also got the Westinghouse steam oven from the good guys. So do you want to have a crack at naming the cheapest?
It'll be the lasagna for sure.
Okay. Now, what do you think is the middle item?
Oh, pretty hard, but kind of want to say the wine tour.
Okay, which would leave the oven as the most expensive. Ari, it's time to reveal the cheapest item. What was it?
Here we go. So you were correct with the beef ragu lasagna. That's based at $20.
Chuck ragu in there. I think it's going to be more expensive. I haven't fooled Mick.
Okay.
Mick's doing Fletcher proud so far.
The second most expensive was the full day wine and food experience with Hunter Valley Tours at $225, which means the most expensive, and you guessed it, Mick, was the pyrolytic steam oven at $1,499.
Oh, he's got it! Nick, you have made Fletcher proud for your Monday morning. The whole suburb is behind you. You've got yourself $60 to spend. Sherwood Coffee. Enjoy that. Get yourself some brekkie or something. You deserve it. You've been up early enough, right?
Yeah, I will do. I might go there on Wednesday. It's my birthday, so that's South Work.
Well, happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
what a
indeed.
Treat.
Oh, what a great day. Another local winner.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This next story, we head to Germany, which is a fascinating part of the world.
Schnitzel.
Home of the schnitzel. Home of the wiener, of course, as well.
The blue knuckle. Yeah,
Of the good stuff, really. German beer. Let's get amongst it.
Okay.
One of the interesting things they have, though, is their brand of TV. It's just a bit different. You know, different countries do different things.
I mean, watching international programs is one of my favourite things. Like, have you seen, like, Farmer Wants a Wife over in, like, Poland? It's hilarious.
I love If You Are the One, which is out of one of those, I think it's out of, like, Korea or something dating show. That's hilarious.
So brutal, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So this German, it's a game show over there. Quite big prize, 100,000 euros.
Poof.
And sometimes what they do is have, like, celebrity versions. And once again, it's like our Dancing with the Stars. They're Zed graders and the money goes to charity.
Yeah.
But for 100,000 euros, you might be expecting something along the lines of, you know, difficult challenges, things that have test your intellect.
Real tough, knowledge questions or something like that. Yeah.
Those sort of things. No, they've taken it back to the very basics where you have to divide as carefully as you can food items in half.
So you're chopping up a food item? Is that what
it is? Some of the examples are classic German, a pretzel.
Okay.
But then they have things like an eggplant, a cob of corn. And the game show is essentially you have to cut it as millimeter close, as weight close, to down to the gram as you can in half. The person who does it better gets the money.
I can get around this. I want to watch this. People might think this sounds stupid. I think this is like one of the universal truths. And maybe not so much for you, Crevo, because you grew up as like an only child. Mm-hmm. But for Ari, you and I, we used to have wars in the Jones household between me and my brother over who got the slightly bigger half of the cake.
Yes.
You know?
Oh my God.
This does hark back to that, you know. One person cuts, one person chooses. It's a bit like that, isn't it?
It's a classic rule in most households, I feel like, around Newcastle and the Hunter.
Did you tell us what the biggest argument that you would have had with your brother over one person cuts, one person chooses back in the day?
Well, we did have that many arguments over the classic one person cuts, one person chooses, because that's like, I mean, that
foolproof, right?
Yeah, foolproof way to stop those arguments happening. But one time I do remember distinctly that my dad had poured my brother and I a glass of Milo each, right?
Sure.
Now, because my
innocent,
because my father had poured it, a third party, there was no one pours, one chooses.
Okay.
Rather, a third party had poured it. We were still trying to choose, so we were at war with each other. Fists were getting thrown, stuff getting chucked across the kitchen. It ended up with Dad getting the tape measure out to measure the Milos. Unbelievable, isn't it? But like, as a kid, that is your life or death scenario.
It literally is. But like, I mean, Milo was a classic one. But one thing in my household growing up, we're an Italian household, right?
Sure.
So we make a lot of homemade lasagnas. Now, that was one of the most popular dishes for us and Samuel's favourite.
This is your brother, yeah?
Yeah, this is my older brother. He's a stickler for food. He loves it. But he always has to have the biggest piece. So I will be stuck with the crumbs and the corner bits, and he would have like the massive big full plate chunk that it was so unfair.
The argument's always there. Did you play one person cuts, one chooses, or did
he just get in early? So he would always push me out the way so he can get to the lasagna first, take the biggest piece and leave me what's left. I'm like, not cool.
Real Lord of the Flies type situation here. Survival of the fittest.
Yeah.
And you have to be so fit to survive.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right. So Friday night went along to the Comedians at the Civic Theatre.
Oh, that's fun.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so got...
We talked to Lawrence Mooney.
That's right. Yeah. And because of that, they said, do you want some tickets? And of course I said yes, Anyway, so the evening comes along and I go to the ticket office at the Civic and I'm like, you know, tickets for Mark Crevo. And she went, oh, Mark Crevo. And oh my God.
Oh, here we go.
You could hear the my tyres inflating, right? I thought, here we go. She's recognised me. She went, oh, Mark Crevo, do you have a sewing machine for sale on Facebook Marketplace? Yes, I do. Had no idea I was from the radio. Purely was excited to meet me because she thought you could, you know...
get it for cheaper.
Yeah, or just sort out a time to pick it up. She's like, I was going to message you, but I thought that's too much of a coincidence. It must be you.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
So did you sort up a pick-up time?
Yeah, sorted it all out. Yep, absolutely. She came in the next morning, got it, picked it up, happy days, loved it.
Well, you know what? You may not have been recognised for those sultry tones of your voice on the best station in Newcastle, but at least you made a sale.
That is true. That was a win. More financially beneficial, to be fair.
Oh, look at you, always working. Working. Hey, you know, me and my partner Siobhan, we're having a bit of a, I guess, a domestic dispute at the moment.
Just quickly. Every time you mention, like, Siobhan's name, I reckon we should play a drinking game and take a shot because the amount of times that you talk about her each and every day, well, it's going to be funny.
It's true love. That's what that is,
I know, but it's funny. Anyway,
we say it's true love. We're bickering at the moment.
Okay.
What's happened?
Set the scene for you.
Okay.
Friday, absolute stinker. What do you get up to, like 36 or something like
that?
So when I knocked off work, I said to Siobhan, be ready. I'm picking you up. We're going straight to the beach.
I love this. You know, she whisked away in Stephen's car.
It's too hot to be doing anything else.
Yeah.
No, I drove home, quickly picked her up, and then we drove to Merriweather Baths.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, parked stunning.
Up there, had a bit of a swim.
Top
lovely.
Spot.
Anyway, because we finished so early, we had our swim, and then, like, by the time we were heading home, it was probably about 12:30 or something like that. I said to Siobhan, it's Friday. Let's have a cheeky little cheat meal and get some lunch out.
Yum.
Oh, how good.
Yes.
So we stopped at Beaumont Street and we went into GYG.
Guzman and Gomez.
Yeah, yes. Got ourselves a burrito each there. Anyway, so we parked up. We were about to get out of the car, you know, thinking about this burrito, salivating basically, very excited. Siobhan's like, you're not going in the restaurant like that, are you? I was like, what do you mean? She's like, you've got to put a shirt on.
Were you half naked?
I had my boardies on and a towel wrapped around my waist.
Oh, you loose unit.
But I was like, I'm just going into it's not like I'm going to, you know, Roundhouse or something like that. I'm just going to GYG.
Sun's out, rigs out.
Yeah, I was about to say out for the girl. How many looks did you get on the street there, Stephen?
None, because, and this is what I was trying to argue. This is what I was trying to argue with Siobhan. She was like, you have to put on a shirt to go into GYG.
And did you?
Well, I didn't, because I said to her, I put my foot down. It's not often that I put my foot down. Well, I said, no, you're wrong here, Siobhan. Newcastle is a beach town.
It is a beach town.
And they're easygoing, and they just don't care. Like, people are absolutely happy for you to be... clearly, I've come straight from the beach.
Yeah, but where'd you go again? Beaumont Street. That's Hamilton, right?
Yeah.
That's not near the beach, man.
I think I'm leaning towards Ari on this one. Put a shirt on.
Near the beach is a relative term.
Hold up,
It's still not far from the beach. Like, all right, 10, 15 minutes.
I think if you are in the second story of a building and you can't see the beach, you have to have a shirt on.
I agree. That's a great way to test.
I've so clearly come from the beach.
Nah, that's irrelevant. I think.
No.
And also, I'll have you know, Guzman y Gomez is a fine dining establishment. Mm. And she. Shouldn't be disrespected by your shirtless self.
I don't know. I just think it is so, like, it's not like we were going fine dining. You say it's, you know, a fancy establishment. It's not. It's fast food. I don't know. I just think Newcastle is a laid-back town and people don't care. They are just so easygoing.
I think by the time once you're out of the beachside suburb, especially.
Yeah. I came here for support. 4967-4105, help me out, please. Let me know that this is absolutely fine to do. And of course, for helping me out, you can get yourself a family pass to the Newcastle show, which is very, very handy.
Oh, absolutely. You get your tickets for free and then you can spend all the money on show bags and all the other good stuff.
But I will say, it is the Newcastle show. Newcastle's a beach town, correct? correct, but if you have no shirt on at the Newcastle show, we'll be coming after you.
I wouldn't be the only person shirtless at the Newcastle show, I reckon.
Put a shirt on is what I'm saying. I'm Team Ari.
We're to Charlestown first. Morning, Robbie. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, Stephen. The one thing that irks me is knuckleheads that can't put a flipping shirt on to go into a business.
Okay, so you're saying Stephen is a knucklehead.
A knucklehead.
All right.
Brilliant.
Summed up succinctly.
I feel like you could have done that less hurtful. Is my general consensus.
I like a bit of strong language. All right, now let's go over to Arcadia Vale and Tara. Good morning, Tara. How you doing?
Morning, guys. Yes, same. I'm with Siobhan. I wasn't going to call you a knucklehead, but I was going to say, like, would it be any different if you turned it around and Siobhan was wearing, like, a skimpy little bikini top or something? Would you have said to her, put a T-shirt on?
She can wear whatever she likes, Tara.
He's
she's
playing
her own
safe,
woman.
Tara.
Yeah, yeah, she's her own woman. She can wear whatever she likes.
At the moment. I agree with that sentiment, though.
Yeah, we are winning, Stephen. You're not at this point. All right, let's go to Nelson Bay next. Emma, what are your thoughts?
I think if you have to drive to it, you definitely need to have a shirt on.
Yes!
What is
so
going
smart.
On?
Yeah, well, I think she's right.
Yeah, there you go. Currently...
They're all right.
100...
Nova Castrian so stuck up.
We'll be careful.
He's a recent Perth import, and he thinks he can rule the roost so early on, doesn't he, Ari? It's outrageous.
He just loves to show off. This is what it all comes down to, don't you, Stephen?
Nova Castrian's more laid back. That's just what I thought, you know? More easygoing.
All right, well, let's see if you can get any help next from Catherine Hill Bay. Melanie, what are your thoughts?
Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry, but I'm agreeing with Siobhan. You need to wear a shirt. You can't see the beach from there.
Yes, thank you. Some cold, hard logic. And you know what? Catherine Hill Bay, that is a beach town. It's got bay in the name. 100% of callers saying put a shirt on.
Well, even though I've lost, of course, we have 100% local winners here on UFM. So, Melanie, we'll send you off to the Newcastle show. Family pass coming your way.
Woo-hoo! Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Only local winners on UFM.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as... And on the air now.
I think Monday morning there'll be a couple sore heads knocking around Newcastle.
No doubt.
Today. Some massive concerts over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
Of course, like Matchbox 20 were in town, Screaming Jets played.
That's right.
You know, down the M1 as well, we had Taylor Swift. We also had Blink.
Yes.
Blink 182.
That'd have been so good.
And a lot of people who are trying to, I guess, recapture their youth with some enthusiastic headbanging that maybe their, you know, muscles can't quite take anymore.
Wasn't ready for.
One such person, I think, that falls into that category. Our producer, Scott GP from Bell. How are you feeling today, mate?
Well, first of all, I'm not that old. I'm not even 30 yet. But it was fantastic. I'm feeling a little bit sore and sorry for myself today. But I think that was all self-inflicted, so that's all right.
It was great concert in general.
Absolutely phenomenal. For those that don't know, with Blink, they've had a couple of band changes throughout the years for one reason or another, but they've all the original trio are back for this tour, and they knocked it out of the park. It was so much better than the last time they came to Australia. I've heard that it just didn't hold up last time, but this time they came back with a vengeance, and I wouldn't be surprised if, unfortunately, this is the last time they grace our shores.
Looking a bit worse for wear, were they?
No, not them, but they are. Look, they're just getting on with their lives. Like Travis Barker's just had a kid with Courtney.
That's true.
Yeah, Courtney Kardashian. And
too many kids, and he's got to film that Kardashian show.
Well, absolutely. So, yeah. There's things going on in their lives. They want to do other things, and their latest album is called One More Time. So the writing's on the wall.
Little hint there. Little hint.
So have you booked in your physio or?
The chiro was on standby. It was more of the neck was really sore and the standing. It was standing for a couple of hours at the concert. Oh, did my head in.
Good to hear you'll be on the mend in 6 to 8 weeks. Which is the main thing, like a major sports injury.
UFM.
De Novos.
New story for you. This is really good. This is a bit of me because I love this place. So IKEA, the Swedish kind of housewares shop, you know, you get furniture, you can get a whole kitchen set thing.
Meatballs. Hot dog for $1.50, all that kind of gear.
You can. It's actually get familiar. Really tasty. Get familiar. It's fantastic. Anyway, so IKEA is now turning their customers into little interior designers by launching a new digital experience called IKEA Creative. This actually lets you scan a room with your phone, remove your own furniture that's already there, and then insert the pieces that you're thinking of purchasing. You can transform a kid's room into like an office, that type of thing. Yeah, so you use your camera on your phone into like a landscape position, and then you open the app and you point it towards a section in the room, be like, oh, I want to put a couch there, maybe a TV here and a unit here.
Wonder what that looks like.
That's exactly right. So you actually get to technologically see where things are going to go, how they're going to look and fit, all that type of gear.
I mean, that
the future is here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You're actually seeing into the future. What my future house could look like.
That's exactly right. It's such a good marketing thing, isn't it? Like, the amount of products that you could sell just by kind of just creating your own room, like, it's insane.
IKEA has invented time travel, is what's happened here. I mean, you're actually, it's a window into the future. What my room looks like in the future. That's quite good.
I think it's wonderful for Novocastrian. So before I moved to Newcastle, I used to live like 5 minutes away from IKEA.
Sure.
And growing up, IKEA was always like a two-trip job. Go to IKEA, see what you like, measure it all up, go back home, measure the space that you've got, the room, see where it's all going to fit, imagine it in your head, then go back and buy the items you want.
That's a massive thing to do. Well, it's not easy.
You can't do that here because where's the closest one? Down the M1, probably.
Sydney,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, that's a long journey.
That is a long journey. And I remember when I first moved here, I was in a share house, wanted to get furniture on the cheap, which IKEA is so good for.
Yes, it is.
Went and bought myself a little desk set, didn't get through the front door.
Doesn't fit because he didn't know because he couldn't measure it.
Couldn't measure it all up. So I feel like this is, and you know, like delivery is so good these days, same day delivery and that sort of stuff.
Yep.
I feel like this is like a really good idea for Novocastrians.
Perfect.
And as well with the whole the future is here type of thing, the app actually uses technology that's similar to visual AI that's used in self-driving cars. So this generates like a 3D model reconstruction of real home spaces. So you can also, the app also includes like more than 50 3D existing showrooms so that you can just get inspiration from.
Oh, so amazing.
AI.
And like you said, it's also a self-driving car, so it can drive you home as well, which is exciting.
I've heard as well that, I mean, don't quote me on this, but I've heard that IKEA might be coming to Belvegas. Belmont, is that right? Have you guys heard that at all?
There's rumours.
There's gossip. There certainly is. So fingers crossed, because there's a lot of people will be excited to see
it. That'd be good.
UFM.
De Novos.
Bit of a surprise for you, Ari.
Oh, great.
You're a big fan of maths,
right? Every night I'm on the couch watching.
Now, for those who are uneducated or unfamiliar, Married at First Sight is, of course, what we're talking about. Massive reality TV show where they, pair up people who have never met before and they get married just like the first time they see each other.
On the spot.
It is, the most watched show on Australian television.
And it will be for years to come, I think.
No doubt.
Because it's kind of the arguments they have and the little bickering they have, it's like a train crash sometimes.
Yeah, you can't look away.
You actually can't look away. It's unbelievable. Anyway, you know, currently they are going through the 2024 season of maths.
Yeah.
But I've seen kind of in and amongst my social media feed that the applications are open for 2025.
It is a long process, though. I think we talked a couple of weeks ago on the show that it's like a 7-month process after interviews and things like that to find these applicants.
Now, don't you worry, because it is a long process, but I've already started it for you, Ari.
You want me to go on this show?
Yeah, Ari's partner Mitch, maybe cover your ears here, but la 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 type situation.
Because Ari, you have said, I would go on it.
I would. I actually nearly did a couple of years ago,
There you go.
Maybe two years ago.
This application is not indeed wasted.
This is just
prolonged.
You know what we'll say? This application is behind a bit of glass.
break in case of emergency type situation.
I would agree with
if
that,
the
yeah.
If the worst happens, you know, God forbid,
yep.
you can get out the hammer, break out the glass,
yeah.
and then you've got this application. So
well.
I've created a little bit of a fake profile for you.
Okay.
So you have to go on and there's a lot of boring questions, you know, Ari, age 26, female, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You got to write all that stuff in. And then they get to the juicy bit, the bit they really care about. About the fourth question in is, have you ever been on TV before?
Ooh, okay.
Now, obviously, they're asking about your acting credentials and stuff like that.
Because
most of the cast this year are, in fact, actors.
Yeah.
So what I've written to try and, like, play you up as a bit of a diva so you get on the show is, do you know who I am? With three question marks. Tuned into 105.3 New FM weekdays from 5 to hear my star power. That's what I've answered
nice.
That question.
That's perfect.
So hopefully we can play you as a bit of a diva on the show.
Yeah.
They also ask some boring stuff. Tell us about your current living situation. I said, you're living with two older housemates in Australia's fastest growing suburb, Cameron Park.
In their 60s.
Yeah, well, there you go. Not really
spicy.
Important.
Yeah, not as spicy.
No, it's not.
Now, there are some questions as well that are like, this is really speculation I'm answering on your behalf. You know, like, tell us about the most romantic gest you've ever made. Now, I'm not really sure. What I've written in is one time you made us orange muffins in studio.
actually cookies, but okay.
Oh, orange cookies, sorry. Yeah,
obviously memorable.
No, quite romantic, though.
I did.
Another question I've got here is, what things are you looking for in a partner? I've just written the 6-foot chocolate statue of Timothy Chalamet. So hopefully they can find you something like that in a prospective future partner.
Must be yummy and attractive at the same time.
Ari's words.
Quote me on that, would you?
Now, here is a question I can answer.
Okay.
How would your friends describe you?
Oh,
is
no.
written here.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I think I've done you a good job.
Okay.
I've described you, Ari, as a mirror. Is what I've said.
Oh.
Because I feel like if we treat you, Ari, with kindness and love, mm-hmm. it'll be reciprocated, right? You'll be the brightest part of the day. You'll always greet us with a smile and a laugh.
Definitely.
And like I said, reciprocate that energy.
Mm-hmm.
If you get on Ari's bad side, though, I feel like this is a place you do not want to know.
And maths can be an area where people get on each other's bad sides.
Oh, all the time.
I just feel like you stand up for and defend what you believe in and do it passionately as well.
100%. With the hand gestures, we are Italian in the sounds hall. Yes.
All that sort of stuff, mm-hmm. which will be great on telly, swinging around.
I reckon it'll be good. I'll call out so much stuff, though. Like, could you imagine me on the couch in the commitment ceremonies?
You
oh
wouldn't
my God.
Take any rubbish.
Nah.
No.
And I love how you're already speaking as if it's happening. This means that I feel like the application could go further.
Okay.
Now, the last question I've answered is, talk me through a typical Saturday night. Again, this is speculation. I'm guessing, though, Ari, it probably goes one of two ways.
Mm-hmm.
You're either at home looking after the dogs, binge-watching reality TV.
Correct.
Including maps.
Or 30 G&Ts deep, cutting shapes on the dance floor before checking into Newcastle's finest hotel, King Street Gunner.
That is so accurate.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Okay, so for all of our local sporting fans, especially, I'm going to say this, soccer or football, depending on which side of the fence yeah. you're on with that terminology. So the NPL Northern New South Wales competition, the men's competition, just started over the weekend, so that's good to go. They're Lambton Jaffers FC won 3-0 against Lake Mac City, so that was the highest scoring game so far. But it's really funny that this has come about because over the weekend, I was giving my dad such a hard time because, you know, as I've said before, he was a soccer coach mm-hmm. and he recently retired like a year ago. So I'm like, Dad, what are you doing? Like, you need to, like, get back into the NPL scene and you need to teach these boys how to play some real football. And he's like, nah, darling, I'm too old now. Want to focus on the good things in life. I'm like, Dad, you love football. It's meant to be the good things in life. So, yeah, I'm not giving up, though. I will get him to be a coach again.
What you need to do is I've seen enough sport in my time to know that halfway through the year, a coach always gets sacked.
four performances,
yeah,
you know.
All that sort of thing.
Someone's always on the chopping block.
It's either that or you just get sick of all the politics in, like, local grassroots football. You just quit. You just quit a couple weeks in.
Well, if he's there as that kind of, like, first reserve,
mm-hmm.
you know he can take a team to glory.
Yeah, he's guaranteed to get a job. It's so weird that it doesn't follow the A-League season as well.
Yeah, it is a bit strange.
You think you'd, like, they'd move it to conform with the... Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, that's for them to work out.
That is,
above
yes.
our pay grade as spectators. Big surprise time.
What is going on?
Because we had written on the plan here, oh, weekend wrap. What did Crevo do on the weekend?
Yeah. And I should have known at the time that this is a bit of a miscellaneous break, the old weekend wrap. And you hadn't even done it yet. We didn't even know what was going on in your weekend. I should have seen through this.
And no one knows what's going on here, only me. Big surprise time.
Okay.
How's this for good news, guys?
Oh,
exciting news.
Oh, here we go.
In 12 weeks' time, approximately, I am going to become a father.
Are you really? No way.
Yep.
Oh my wow. God.
Yep. So I will be
Daddy
a father.
Crevo.
That is exactly right. My wife, Emmy, is going to be expecting our first child.
Oh my God.
In approximately 12 weeks' time.
Congratulations, mate.
How did you keep that a secret? That's huge.
I thought, you know what, be more surprising on the show. Wow. Are you guys both surprised?
You know what? About half hour ago, behind the scenes, and you know what I'm talking about now, made an awful joke, and I said to you, offhanded comment, you'll make a great dad one day, and it was such a dad joke.
And I was like, in my mind, that is the universe connecting these two things. Yeah,
wow.
So I'm so excited. About 3 months away.
Wow. So have you got like all the details? Do you know what you're having, that kind of stuff yet? Or is that
once
all a surprise?
Again, that's a surprise.
Oh, so you guys aren't finding out.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's on purpose. I like to, in life, have surprises like this one.
Oh, my God.
So we'll find out on the day.
So what, are you setting up like the spare room at your place and
already,
turn it into a nursery?
Yeah, those
and all
sort
that?
Of bits and bobs. We've started making a few, you know, preparations, that sort of getting things ready.
Wow.
The next stage in my life journey is about to begin, really, just a couple of months away. And, of course, I'll share that journey with everyone.
Please do.
Because it's going to be so much fun, and I can't wait.
And kids are content machines, aren't they?
Well,
babies are content machines.
Our bosses are rubbing their hands together. They've been wanting a baby on this show for so long.
Do you reckon you can, like, write off, like, baby formula and stuff as a tax write-off?
Yes.
Like,
why do you think I'm talking about it right now? There's a crib that needs to be paid. It's only paid half, so I need to get the receipts. And hello, ATO. I'm going to be getting my deductions.
Congratulations, mate. That's great news.
So there we go. A bit of a surprise and a happy surprise for the Novos family. For your Monday. A feel-good Monday, if you will.
Oh.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
We're pretty much done for your
Certainly
Monday.
Are.
Yay.
But if you have got the Monday blues, fret not, because, of course, New FM is the station with only local winners.
Sure is.
And we got some tickets to the Jets this weekend, if you don't mind. They've got, like, three of the next four games are at home or something
again?
Like that. Yeah, well, they've
That's
had
right,
a
eh?
Big away run and a big home run, of course.
Oh, there you go.
So Jets tickets going to Jake in Gateshead. We were talking before about how your car got its nickname. This is the Violet Crumble. We'll let you do all the deciding on how that's become named.
Because to be honest, we were struggling to figure it all out.
We definitely were. But also, Jets tickets, that's fine. But we're also giving away...
Don't pish-posh on the Jets.
I'm not, you know, I love my football, but we've got family passes to the Newcastle show, which is coming up this weekend, so...
Most tickets in town.
Well, that's right. If you call us up, if we ask you a question, we'll put you in the draw. If not, we'll just give you the tickets. It doesn't matter, we decide, but if you want Newcastle show tickets, you've got to give us a call every day.
That's right. Throughout the day as well, and all that kind of gear.
Only local winners, and if you just missed it, I'm feeling like a local winner, because I'm going to be a father in 3 months' time.
Baby Crevo!
Is on
Daddy
the way.
Daddy Crevo, ooh. In studio.
New nickname I'm detecting. Have a great day, everyone, and a great Monday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you then.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.